Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from an undisclosed location in the universe. Welcome to Within Sights Radio. I'm Iggy Garcia.
David Tucros.
Join us
on a metaphysical,
holistic,
and intuitive journey.
The call-in number is 646-595-3440.
So sit back, relax,
and enjoy the ride. Welcome to withinsightsradio.com. I'm Iggy Garcia. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. I want to thank everybody on Facebook who's on the live stream. For those of you who are live streaming, the person you're going to hear is me. So you need to tune in to blogtalkradio.com/withinsights. Look for us there. That way we can do the whole conversation. And you can join the chat room. The call number is 646-595-3440. So I highly recommend that you do that. You can hear. If not, you're going to see me do this from time to time. So I don't want to get confused and lost what's happening. So it's a live stream. So Adriana and David, I want to welcome you to the show.
Thanks for having us.
You guys there?
Hi there.
All right. Welcome my friends to the show. They are my psychics. They're the co-hosts of this show. This show works because they're part of the team. And without them, you know, it's Insights, but it's not with Insights, Iggy, David, and Adriana. Show. So I want to thank them for being part of the team. So what's up, guys? What's new? Who wants to speak first?
Is David on?
Yeah, I have him there. He might be just paused.
You sure?
I'll start off. I just want to let everybody know that we had an amazing weekend this weekend. Actually, at Owl Creek, which we took our circle to the beach this year and decided to do something completely different. And so pretty exciting that we got to actually do that. That's probably the first time we've actually done a drum circle near a big body of water like that. I don't know if anybody's ever done a drum circle at Owl Creek. I've never seen one. So I'm not there every day, so I don't know. But it was pretty exciting. It was pretty cool. It was pretty pretty different. I really, really, really loved it. But let's see if I can get David back on. You there, David?
I sure am.
Yeah, I didn't hear
yeah.
you before. I was just talking to everybody a little bit about Saturday. We were doing Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, that was amazing. That was just another milestone in our drum ventures, I guess, you know, to take it outside like that to the beach. And, you know, it was a hot day with the sun beating down on us, but we were beating down on our drums. So that was, we just really enjoyed being out there and connecting with everyone.
And for
yeah.
those of you live stream... Go ahead.
Well, I just said it was an awesome time. I had a really good turnout and a lot of really good energy, and a lot of people that were just walking by on the beach stopped and joined or, you know, sat around and just watched us too. So drumming always draws in a crowd, you know.
That's
it's,
true.
Definitely a call to everyone, and we had two little children come running up to come dance, too.
They were so cute, those little kids.
Yeah, that was the highlight, I think, for everyone. Just seeing the natural instinct in the children to come up and join and dance. So definitely was a wonderful experience. And that's the way it is in my mind anyway. So
awesome. Well, one second, guys. Let me tell the listeners on Facebook who are live streaming, those of you who are watching the live stream, we are actually broadcasting on the video, and I'm on another location. So if you want to call in and listen, the call number is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. Or you can actually go online and listen to blogtalkradio.com/withinsights. That way you can hear who I'm talking to. I'm talking to two of my good friends here, and that's who I'm having this conversation with. There'll be pauses in between the show while you're watching live, and that's just me listening to their conversation and what they're saying. And I'll try to relate to you what they talked about a little bit without getting too overbearing. But I wanted to share with you guys something exciting.
I'm sorry?
I want to share something very exciting with you guys.
Well, we are waiting.
Okay. You ready? for those of you who can see me live, and all you guys can look at me, and you can see that the long hair is gone.
Yes,
Iggy,
I can see
cut
that.
His hair off. I am back to the old version of myself, hairstyle-wise, of course. But you probably wonder why I cut my hair.
You know, with the heat outside, I don't need to wonder. For one thing, it probably was pretty hot to keep it all.
You know, it was
hot. I think it's the moon in Sagittarius. And it has some emotional things that are associated with it, because when I cut my hair off, that's usually an emotional response on my behalf when I do things like that. But tell us why you cut your hair, Iggy.
Okay, the reason I cut my hair, pretty simple, pretty easy, is because it was just too damn hot. No, the reason I cut my hair, and you know, I clean up from time to time, and I look nice. There was a little conflict with me a little bit about my hair, and it was like I was falling into this trap that if I didn't have my hair, I wasn't very spiritual for some reason. Part of me was feeling that way. I'm going, that's ridiculous. How the heck is that? How does it have to play in anything I'm doing? I tried something. There was an article about the hair being your antenna and whatever. I don't know if that's true or not. Someone told me it was fake too, but I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. To me, I'm connected regardless. With long hair or short hair, it doesn't matter. Plus, it also was a time for me to reflect and change and look into different ways of expressing myself. Number one, I was ready to move into different places. And in order to change, sometimes we have to take like these baby steps. And we have to move into these little areas. I'm not a very big drastic jump in the shark tank and hopefully see if I can swim to the other side and make it. I'm not that kind of person. I like to tread through it and learn as I'm going. And then I have to cut my hair off sometimes because it gets in the way. I tell you, I took the quickest shower I ever took. I was just like, and I was done. Usually with my hair, I have to like wash it and prim it and, you know. But I love my hair. I save my hair too because we're going to use it for the time capsule that Devin, Adriana, Mary, and Mark that we're building together. And we're going to put some of the hair in there. Someone asked if I wanted to donate it to, you know, for locks. No, I'm going to donate it. You know, that's another thing that why I cut my hair. You know, sometimes we give ourselves away, and sometimes we give parts of ourselves, and we have to give it to somebody else. Well, no, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to give anything to anybody. That's the problem sometimes with me, that I give too much to other people. And not that I'm waiting for anything to get anything back from them, but, you know, the expectation that if you give something that you should have to something return. I cut my hair because I wanted to cut my hair, not because I wanted to donate it, not because I was angry. I was just time to cut it. For me, it was time to cut it. And, you know, it was a little bit, some issues and things that I'm working through. But I had to, but that was kind of one of those things that was on me that I had to cut from me. And that's why it is just hard to release a part of me and let go and be free and be ready to receive and be open to receive new things. That's why I did it. That's why I cut my hair.
That's a great reason. Yeah, that sounds good. You know,
that's
like
my
a fresh start. Mm-hmm. You know, and you said you're back to your old self. No, you're back to your new self, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm back to my new self. If you want to listen to the conversation I'm having with these people, call in 646-595-3440 or blogtalkradio.com/withinsights. You can hear the conversation we're having. Yeah, it's just time, guys. It was time. I threatened to cut my hair many times, but I liked my long locks and hanging there, and it was pretty cool. And it served its purpose. Everything has purpose in your life. What I found out in my scenario, my case was I was ready to, you know, shed that off a little bit. You know, my hair will grow back. I'm not worried about that. Maybe it won't grow back as full as it did, but you know what? I did that. It took me 2 years to grow it. And that was the 2-year process that I learned in there. You know, it was something going on and something brewing and something changing and stirring inside of me spiritually, emotionally, physically, spirit, you know, all that was just cooking. And, you know, finally just say, you know, I'm just going to cut it off. I'm just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't afraid.
Yeah.
When the first time I took it, I was like, I even did a recording on Facebook before we were on air just to show people. And I did it live because I wanted to. Some people were a little like, oh, it's all about you and you're just trying to. No, it is about me. It is my Facebook page. It's my timeline. And if you don't like it, then get off my timeline, you know. I'm tired of people who always try to bully people and try to make excuses. No, if you don't like something someone needs to do, it, why are you even participating? Why are you even coming on? You know, it's like, if you don't like basketball, why are you watching it? You know, if you don't like this politician, why do you even support them? You know, why? It's just, that's the conundrum as a society. We have two choices. We got Hillary Clinton, and then we have, so now I have to vote for the other one because I don't like that one. Well, why wouldn't you just vote at all, man? I mean, seriously, you know, like David, you and I had this conversation. If we really want to change the world, don't buy gas for hours or a day. You know, we talked about that. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's, you have to hit the people or the ones that are in control and in power where they will feel it, and that's in their pocketbook, and that's with the productivity mm-hmm. of this country. You know, they don't care what we say. They only want us to do what we do, you know, and to buy the mm-hmm. things we need to buy and to fall in line, you know. And we stop mm-hmm. doing that, that's more powerful than standing in the streets or waving guns around, you know. That's because it starts to hit their sock exchange and things go down and fall. Then that will get their attention.
Right.
Yep.
You know,
rally that many people and do that. You know, that's where the problem is. Not everyone will rally and actually do that. Somebody will always be a supporter of the elite that are in charge, you know.
Right.
Well, right. I tell you, even if a third of us did that, it would still make an impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Even if a third of us did that, it would. I agree with the statement. Heartily.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. you know, so many of us, we're just so content with what we have, and that's cool. We're not going to move any forward. And that's okay. That's cool. It don't make it count for me. Maybe I don't like it. You know, sometimes we're going to have to take someone blunt. We're going to have to feel the pressure. We're gonna have to suck a little bit because someone else is going to make noise. But that's the thing. Other people make noise, and yet we have to sit there and take it. You know, kind of an example. People who are in office, for example, you know, they make us feel the pain. They make us feel all the different things that we have to take because of their choices. And regardless if we say, no, we don't want it, they still don't make the decisions for us because we give them that power. And for those of you who don't know who I'm talking to, go to With Insights Radio, or you can go to blockedradio.com/withinsights, or you can call 646-595-3040. We're on the air. We're doing live stream, so you're not confused. I'm just talking to myself and having this moment. So continue, my friends.
Okay, well, I don't know if Adriana wants to say anything for a minute.
No, go ahead, David.
Oh, okay. Well, no, you know, I was getting back to your cutting your hair, and, you know, mm-hmm. I feel like it's a time going on right now to cut things loose, some things mm-hmm. that don't serve us anymore. Your hair is an example of that. You don't feel like it was serving you anymore. You know, I recently got cut loose from a relationship that I was in. Wasn't really totally my decision, but now I'm feeling better for it. I'm feeling like, okay, I can kind of stand on my own. I don't have to hedge between the two worlds that I was living in. You know, it's more like I can be myself now. I can pursue some things and look into some things that I mm-hmm. I might not have done when I was, you know, when I was in that relationship. And that's not to say that, you know, it's completely over the falls and, you know, it's gone forever, but it's changed and I've changed.
Sure.
And I feel like I'm on ground that I like to be on right now. You know, I feel like I'm at a place where I need to be, and it's good for me. And things can feel painful sometimes when you lose them and when they get cut out of your life, mm-hmm. whether it's your choice or not. You know, we tend to form these platforms, these kind of foundations in our lives where, you know, we think we put down what we think is important or what we think serves us and it's going to last. And when that foundation gets rocked, you know, it throws us off
right.
balance. Yeah. But sometimes it throws us onto a new ground, or we get a chance to start over again and really
True.
Start to put it together, something that works for us this time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel like that's kind of where I'm at too. You know, I'm back to my new self.
There you go.
That's
back
awesome.
To your new self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes
okay.
Your foundations get rocked, and like you said, it might not be by your choice or your decision, but regardless of why, it, you know, makes you go out and form your own foundation from that point. And that's what is really important for everyone. People can build a lot of things together, but you have to have a strong foundation to build upon, period. And if it's not strong, you might as well just be building on sand.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to be alone to form that the strong foundation, because if you build it yourself,
mm-hmm.
that alone empowers you, and you know the strength of it. You will determine the strength of your foundation if you build it yourself. I have found the only security that I have in this life is in myself taking care of myself. So, start
sure,
with me in my book.
I agree with you. You know, what I started doing too, and this may sound childish, it may sound kind of juvenile, but you know, I start cutting people off on Facebook. People who just are negative and just want to be funny about things, about serious things, I just block them and cut them off. I don't fucking care. Like, Facebook is some big deal, you know, it's just a platform to socialize on. And, you know, I'm about done. I mean, I'm grateful for the live stream thing, but, you know, it's just getting so petty. And it's like, really? God, come on, guys. Really? There's a whole world out there. And I understand this is a great way to connect and talk to people that you love and people that you don't see and new people. I totally get that. But when you start to badger somebody and bully somebody because you're on the other side of the screen and you're like halfway across the world, you know what? Screw you. I'm going to hit delete. Boom. I power two on my end, just like you're mounting off on my Facebook page. I don't care. So I got tired of that. I got tired of that crap. And so everybody who was, you know, I'm not trying to be like make a nice thing. Well, no, I am going to make it nice. I'm sorry. I'm going to take that back. I am trying to make a nice little Facebook page where it's a nice people world and everybody likes each other. You know, I'm not tired of all this debating and hating and crapping on everybody. You know, if you like Trump, you like Trump, man. If you like Hillary, you like Hillary. I don't care. As long as you respect me, I'm respectful to you, we're cool. But as soon as you start crossing those lines and you start playing poor me-ism, crap with me, you know, I have to move on. I can't stay in that energy. And so many of us stay in that energy. So many of us hang on to the crap. And you know, I'm 49, and I probably have, what, 20 more years at most, 25, 30 if I'm lucky. You know, I don't have time for those games. There's so much beauty and so much, you know, things go on around us every day. The sun shines, the wind blows. When the rain falls upon your lips, upon your eyes, your face, your head, and you feel that, I mean, that's beautiful, you know? Not this crap, it's imitation crap that we're on Facebook.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's time to kind of tailor that to ourselves, to maybe
mm-hmm.
you know, pick and choose, like you're saying, you know, what do we want to come into our world, you know? And
mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, I'm with you, Iggy. You know, if somebody supports Trump or they support Hillary or they don't support anybody at all, that's not going to make or break my friendship. But what is
right.
going to affect me is, you know, what are you putting out to the world and to me, you know, in
right.
response to what I'm saying or maybe what you're saying on your own. You're right. It's time to, you know, moderate that or even just walk away from it for a while and go, you know what? You're right. It's a nice day outside. Or you can look at the clouds and the beautiful sky or talk to somebody face to face, meet a friend at a coffee shop
right.
know, meet some of these people that you're friends with on Facebook. We do that mm-hmm. all the time whenever we have events. You know, people come up to me and I don't know them, but they look familiar and they're like, you know me, you might know me on Facebook. You know, I'm so-and-so. And it's a whole new dimension to that relationship. Now you've got, you know, you've got instant conversation. You've got, you know, you can talk about things that you've discussed there, but also learn more about them as a person. I think that
right.
I think that part is great. You know, like you say, the connection that you get with people. But it also creates this false artificial reality that we get caught up into, where we judge everything by how many likes we get, or, you know, who's what's saying what about us on Facebook. And I'm sorry to see some mm-hmm. people get caught up in that, and it's just all just make believe drama. And you're, you know, you're entering the part of your life where I'm sure you don't want any more drama than absolutely necessary in your life. So I definitely understand that.
Drama. I'm already drunk. I don't need to be drama.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a no drama mama. I've had enough of that crap in my years on this planet, and I don't put up with it either. It's not happening on my page, and you know, I'm with you, Iggy. If you don't like what you're looking at on that page, then turn the son of a bitch. Get off of it.
Mm-hmm. Get off.
You don't have to look at it. Get mm-hmm. the hell off of it. I don't have a bit of problem telling somebody to get off my page or deleting or blocking or whatever. I went through a little purge session yesterday, actually. You know, I'm going to be quite selective about who gets to see what on my page now.
Yeah.
Since other people seem to get some flack for some things. And it's going to be interesting. So.
For those of you wondering who I'm talking to, I have my co-hosts are online with insightsradio.com. You can actually hit the link where it says radio listen, and so you can go there as well. Or you can call them 646-595-3440, and you can do the show there. So we're going to take a quick little break, and we're going to be right back. And just hang, guys, okay?
You got it.
You are listening to withinsightsradio.com. Your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic, and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to withinsightsradio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Groves and Adriana Arts. We are live here at withinsightsradio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. We are blogtalkradio.com/withinsights if you want to find us. And if you want to quick find us, it's 646-595-3440. That's the fastest way to get us and listen to what this beautiful conversation is about. This conversation is about change, what you're willing to change. And change doesn't have to be grandiose change, which some of us are good at, some of us are very good, and some of us are very subtle about change, and then we just kind of just fade into the horizon, and then we're gone. It's like, what happened? Where'd he go? And you know, that's kind of like me, you know. All of a sudden, he's like, "Where's Iggy? Where'd he go? What happened to him? He just disappeared. He's no longer here." I'm explosive. You know, when there's something seriously something would bother me. But I like to fade away. You just like, shh. And he's like, "Where'd he go?"
Yeah, I know what you mean. And sometimes it's good to just kind of take a few steps back and look at your life, just mm-hmm. see how, you know, see the mechanics of it for a change. Because sometimes we're so close to it, you know, we're involved in this job that we've worked at for years, or these friends or relationships that we've had for years, or you know, our family relationships with, you know, and all the time we're changing, but we don't notice it, you know, and suddenly we get a feeling like, you know, this isn't quite working for me, or something's mm-hmm. different, and I mm-hmm. want to know what it is. But so it sometimes you maybe take a couple of days off of work, maybe don't see anybody, maybe just go out in the woods and let nature and spirit talk to you, talk back to it, you know, and just really reflect on what your life is like. You know, maybe your goals have changed. You know, maybe you're, you know, you're not heading in the direction that you want to head in, and wonder why. You know, when you're on this road sometimes, and it feels like it's so hard to get off, because there's so much that's riding on it. You know, oh, I've got bills to pay, I've got expectations of other people to think about, but really, there's nothing there but your own mind telling you that, you know, and you can change at any moment, you know, but you just have to be sure that the change that you're making is one that serves you and doesn't just, you're not changing just for the sake of changing, for one thing, or you're changing because somebody told you you should change, you know.
Right.
You really need to, it's part of the maturing process, I guess. You know, I've lived a life of 1,000 changes. You know, I've changed addresses, I've changed jobs, I've changed marriage partners, I've changed, you know, all these other things, and I've moved all around, you know. But now I'm beginning to see that, you know, really the changes that are the most dramatic in our lives are sometimes the smallest ones, because they're the ones that last, they're the ones that stay with us, not, you know, an impulse to do something or go somewhere, but a quiet voice inside yourself that you'd listen to, and you go, you know what, I am like that. I am that person, you know, and I need to just live a life that's closer to what that's all about, instead of trying to flail around and find another place. You know, it's not always another place. It's what's inside of you that needs to be changed.
Right.
Absolutely.
Adriana? You said right, so I thought you had something to say.
No, I agree with that 100%.
Okay.
I have lived many changes myself, many addresses, ex-husband, and, you know, I live alone, and living alone was the biggest change I've ever made in my life, for me. But it's also been the best one that I've made in my life so far, because being alone, I could take the time to just sit in silence and listen to everything that's around me. And there were plenty of times when I completely cut off any communication outside of going to work and back. That would be it. I still get like that. I still get to where I don't have much to say, or I don't want to text, or I won't answer the phone. You know, I deal with a lot of things in my life that are going on in the privacy of my own home and inside of myself with no interference. But that works for me, you know. And I have to say, I've learned this late in my life, I've learned so much more about myself just by being okay with being alone with myself. I'm 100% more confident in who I am and what I want and what I like or what I dislike. You know, I've learned through all everything in my life that I've went through, I've learned to accept me, to know me, and to understand me. And that was not an easy task. So it was a long time coming, but here I am. And, you know, if other people like me for who I am, that's wonderful. If they don't, I really don't give a shit.
Well, that's cool.
That's me.
Yep, that's right. You know, and I think there's two types of changes, or at least you can kind of see that there's change takes place in two arenas. First of all, speaking for myself, at least, whenever I was younger, I was always changing myself because of the external, you know, feedback I would get, or to be more like somebody that I admired or wanted to be friends with or whatever. I was kind of like almost a chameleon for a while, where I would, you know, I could fit in with any group because I really didn't have much of my own self to project there, you know. So, and, you know, that served its purpose because it helped me to understand people. But, you know, as I got older, I got much more comfortable with who I really am, and that's when I began to see the other side of change, which is by being myself and expressing myself, I was able to change and affect the world around me, the people around me, interact more as an honest person, you know, with who I really am, instead of who I thought people might want to see, you know, and that was an evolutionary step right there, and that's when I began to be much more, like I said, comfortable in my own skin. I guess, you know how you talk when you're a kid, you know, I want to be cool when I'm, you know, I'm cool. Well, being cool is just being yourself and being comfortable with that, no matter what anyone else tells you that you should be. That's the cool.
That's right.
I was born cool. Then
I believe that. No, yeah.
I don't know what happened after that. So we're online for those of you who are wondering what's happening. My dude co-host, they're on the network. We're all three on the network. The live stream, it's me. That's all you're going to see is me. So if that's boring for you, then you want to tune in and talk to us. You can call in and talk to us if you like about this topic. We're talking about changes, subtle or drastic. Subtle or drastic.
Mm-hmm.
Subtle? Did I say that? Subtle or drastic? Yes. Anyhow. It's up to you. If you're going to be the change in your life, you have to change. Unfortunately, you know, some of us forget that. I forget that. I've forgotten that. And so today I cut my hair off. I totally cut my hair off. I'm going to show you guys my hair. Those of you who don't believe me, if you think I'm wearing a prosthetic wig or something, this is my left of my hair. You see the ponytail? There it is. I can wear it for Halloween or something. But, you know, I look at it and I'm going, wow, this was on my head. This was part of me. This was like an extension of myself. And now it's just banded up in this little band. And I'm thinking, wow, this is just, it's kind of neat. You know, it's kind of neat, actually. You know, so there's really cool about it. And I'm looking forward to this in the time capsule. And hopefully 1,000 or 2,000 years from now, some alien race will come and they will clone me. Because I need a lot of hair, not just a little bit. I watch the movies. If you don't have enough genetic makeup, they can't make you stay around long enough.
Well, I'm in trouble because I don't have any hair to give anyway, so that's all right.
I want to say hi to everybody. I want to say hi to Melissa, Giovanna, Markel, Amanda, Melissa again, Dana, Hal, Heather, Cindy, Edward, Tani, Juanita, Bobby Jones, everybody who's on the live stream there. And we really appreciate it. And are we going to tie-dye the what do you say, dye the family stones tie-dye booth? Oh, okay. I see. Let me go to your booth. Okay. Yeah, I should be at Confest. Shouldn't be a problem. But, yeah, we're talking about change, talking about being ourselves. I want to say hi to Michael. What's up? We're live, so if you want to tune in on the live feed, that way you can actually hear what I'm talking and who I'm talking to.
So
it's
here's a little factual.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. But no, just talking about hair and cloning and everything, a little bit of an interesting tidbit is that the samurai, the Japanese samurai pilots, before they would go and fly their suicide missions, they would cut their hair and they would also cut their toenails, and it would be given to their wives, almost like a preservation of who they were, you know. And those are the two things that contain the longest lasting DNA in our body is hair and nails. So hair and nails continue to grow in our body after we die, you know. So that's the longest lasting. So, you know, hey, I'll throw some toenails in too.
David said toenails and hair have a long, long. I can't repeat what you said, man. It's so funny.
You're only getting my hair.
Moving on.
I can see my descendants.
They're going to be pink.
I can see my descendants going, what am I supposed to do with this? Okay, you gave me hair and toenails. What a weird guy.
I want to say hi to Michael, who's joined us on the show. Yes, I did cut my hair. Cutting my hair actually caused some controversy on Facebook. Do you know that?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah, I had one lady who was like, thought I was just being, like, I don't know, some exhibitionist or something. I was thinking about that earlier.
Did you
if you
want to...
I got, you know what, I'm so tired of people like that. You know, it's like, you know what, you troll, move on. Get out of here.
That's right. Troll your ass on someone else's page.
We'll troll Trump.
If you want to see an exhibitionist, I'll just turn on the live stream and I'll show you exhibitionism. Then you'll know the difference.
I guess my good friend Don says it's the best full moon release, cutting your hair like this. So.
Oh, goodness.
Yep, because now your head looks like a full moon, so it kind of matches.
And my head does look like a moon. Considering a tick in my head the other day, and I was like, I'm not going to have none of that. Sure.
No, you look great, Iggy. You look great. You look like you're born again now. You're ready for a new phase of your life.
Yeah, I just got a big head.
Charlie Brown.
But I can wear hats now without any problems, you know? Be like, what's up? Yeah. Look at, check me out, man.
Yeah.
If I want to be sophisticated, I just wear it like this. I look like a little Irish mobster. Punch somebody in the nose.
I see that.
No, you guys are awesome. I really like that when you're on the show with me. We get things done, man.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we went and saw the movie on Sunday. X-Men Apocalypse. Mary and Adriana and I went to see that. You've already seen it, so you didn't feel a need to go again. But I don't know. You know, there's a lot of interesting things in there that you kind of think about for a minute, or, you know, there's a lot of symbolism there, you know, maybe some things that are kind of subtle messages to us through that movie. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just said it's been kind of a little bit on my mind.
Yeah, I'd like to watch it again.
Just liked it, really?
Well,
I liked it.
She hadn't seen it. That was the first X-Men movie she's seen, Iggy. So, you know,
right.
I think she needs to get some backstory on a lot of these characters.
Yeah, I'm a big X-Men fan.
Right?
So.
You said you had those movies, David?
I do. Yeah, I have all of them.
Yeah.
So
I think we're
going to
have
to see it
at your place.
Yeah. Well, if you have to, you have to. I don't know. But... But, yeah, I was thinking about what order to watch them in, too, you know, because the X-Men movie came out first. Then there was X-Men 2. Then there was X-Men 3, which I'd rather forget about, but it was part of the movies. So then there was, I think it was X-Men First Class, which takes you all the way back to the beginning. And then there was X-Men, yeah. Then there was the X-Men Days of Future Past, which is when they're in the future and they send Wolverine back in time. And he interacts with another phase of their life. So, yeah,
yes.
We'll have to.
That's
we'll
a
have
good
to
one.
Have a, yeah,
we'll
have an X-Men movie marathon here.
At your place.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
At the crow's nest.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have a crowbar. I don't know.
Okay. That's to be revealed later.
That's a secret.
That's right.
Now you guys said it was a secret. You blew it, not me.
All he said was crowbar. So I guess.
All
he said
was crowbar.
Yeah. Well, just stay tuned.
That's right. More exciting things are coming.
literally and figuratively.
I wish you could hear what we're talking about because it's really fun. Those of you who are tuning in on the live stream. Oh. I'll send you the link again.
Oh, goodness.
Just missing out. No, the movie was actually kind of interesting, you know. It makes you wonder about... Let me see if I can remember. You know, they got the super mutant. Who actually had to draw powers from all the other mutants to make himself super, like the superior mutant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they call him a false god, and they thought he, you know, when eventually it's kind of like the government. We finally figure out that, you know, it's big fraud. And then they try to take down, but of course they succeeded, sort of, and then sort of not.
Well, you know, it's like you have to band together, you know. Yeah, and the thing was is that the mutants were split into two camps. You know, some of them supported the new god, the new super mutant. Some of them didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, they all had to band together to defeat their common enemy, which was this super mutant, because he was basically manipulating all of them for his own benefit and wanted to destroy the world so he could recreate it in his image. So yeah, maybe that's the whole point right there is that you know, that the power structures of today are that super mutant, and we are sometimes find ourselves on different sides of the fence, so to speak, but we are really the ones that need to come together and focus our special abilities and powers to defeat that. And it takes sacrifice sometimes. Sometimes, you know, in these movies, the characters die, you know, and you're wondering why. Did that have to happen to my favorite character? But the sacrifice is just as important, you know, as the ones that carry on, because they give everything, you know, and they serve that purpose at that moment to defeat that threat or that character that is, you know, the villain. So, yeah, there's a lot of allegories you can make about what our world's going through now through that movie, but it was also just Big Bang Boom kind of fun movie too.
But was he really a villain? Was Apocalypse really a villain? That's what you got to ask yourself.
Yeah, you know, I guess in his own eyes he wasn't. He was just trying to correct a mistake that had been made all these years. You know, that people had gone astray and had let themselves become enslaved to these wrong ways of being. You know, and he believed that he had the right way of being.
So what was interesting for me was that out of all of them, the psychic it was the most important power that he was from the psychic. The psychic was, you know, who could tap in and connect everyone in the world.
Dr. Xavier or Jean Grey? She was a psychic too.
And, you know, project all the thoughts to everyone and that's what was needed. So there's a message there all alone of even if you really wanted to look at it as far as if we had our mental thoughts all focused on the right things, you know, what to achieve across the world. And that's
what people don't,
kind of what we strive for with stuff that we do with these shows, you know. Enlightening people, you know, is to try to get everyone's eyes open to see a better picture, not just the bigger picture. See the bigger picture better than what it is.
You know what's funny is, he said something at the end when they had him on that X and they were destroying him. If I know the comic books, because I know the comic series, and but I'm not going to tell you because then I would give away the plot. Do you remember what he said? He said something,
really.
Remember? He said something very loud. He's like it's done, almost like it's complete, like it's finished type scenario. When Jean Grey was blasting her powers upon him to destroy him with her.
Last something's come to being. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, she is actually the Phoenix. So she actually has her powers of the rebirthing. You know, fire, burn it down, come from the ashes. That's her gift. She's the Phoenix. But I'll leave it at that because you'll have to look at the comics and figure it out. So is Apocalypse really dead? Iggy knows.
And he's not telling, but
I'm not telling.
We Yeah, you know, and with Jean Grey, you know, I was wondering there at the end is why isn't she helping Professor Xavier, right? You know, why didn't she just jump in there? But she really had a hesitation about using her power, maybe because she understood how she was afraid of how powerful she was, you know, and she knew that she had this energy built up, you know, and just to let it go, you know, was the biggest act that she could make, you know?
Right.
So maybe it's like that with us too. Maybe we all know we have a power inside of us, but we're afraid of it, afraid to let it go because of what it'll do to our lives, because of what it'll do to our relationships, because of what it'll do to our own concept of who we are. You know, we put so many limits on ourselves, you know, tell ourselves, you know, stories and tales about being weak or I'm not good at this, or, you know, I don't want to do this because it would do that to me. And with so many limitations on us, but really we're limitless energy, you know. I can
That's
do
correct.
My life tomorrow, you know,
and correct.
The thing holding me, only thing holding me back would be fear, would be, you know, worry, or, you know, I'm stepping into new territory and I don't know what that's going to be like. And I'm too old to do that in my life now. And what will these other people say? And, you know, when you put all that aside, when you finally burn through all that, because you're just so ready to change, you have to change. Mm-hmm. Then that's when you come into your power. That's when you understand who you are and the decisions you can make in your life that don't have to be based upon pleasing Joe Blow or, you know, your boss or your parents or your friends or anything. You've heard of Joe Blow, right? Okay. All right. But
sorry, I'm being juvenile right now.
I wouldn't expect anything else, my friend. I love you for it.
But fear is one of the things that is the most crippling to people. I went through some bad things in my life, and there was a period of time where I was afraid to walk out of the door. You know, it was a very traumatic experience that made that fear come into me. But
yeah.
That's one of the hardest things for me to deal with, because before that event had happened, I had never felt fear. I wasn't really afraid of anything. I was pretty just ready for the world. You know, I was young, and I wanted to see everything I could, and I did. I literally did, you know, cook trips with people I didn't even know, you know, just be hanging out and take off from there, and yeah, let's go here, you know. And
yeah,
there's plenty of times where I was never afraid of outside forces so much. And so then when this thing happened, it was, the fear was paralyzing. And my mom is the one that got me months. And she just finally came in and she said, I can't help you. I don't know what to do. I don't know what you're feeling, but I know you're afraid. And she said, the only thing I can tell you is to get over your fear, you have to face your fear. And that's what got me out the door. Because it was months. I mean, I had panic attacks if I'd be out.
Really?
I would have panic attacks and everything for months. And fear is crippling. And fear is the first thing that will stop someone from changing, because they don't have a belief or a faith in themselves that they can do something. And the truth is that you can do anything you want to. You know, it's fear that stops you usually. So there you go.
Yeah.
Nope, that's right.
Yeah, I agree.
From the lion's mouth.
Who's taking a bath? Sounds like someone's in a bathtub or something.
Not
breathing
me.
Heavy.
I just filled up my water bottle. Maybe that's it.
Oh, okay. I keep hearing.
Oh, okay.
I heard that too, but it's not me.
I thought maybe it was Bo was on the microphone going, let me talk.
No, I don't think it was me, but maybe I'm just thinking about the crowbar. I don't know.
Maybe you are. The call in number is 646-595-3440 if you want to talk with us, you know, or if you want a reading as well. We're open to giving readings and, you know, give our intuition and share it with you. And so, again, that number is 646-595-3440. Feel free to call. It's actually not a free call, but since you have a cell phone, most of your calls are part of your package plan. Okay. Anyhow, back to the show. All right. So let's take a real quick break, and we'll return with our heavy breathing. And we hope you're enjoying the show. Those of you who can actually listen to it, and those of you who are watching on the live stream are only watching me talk. There are two other people. I'm not talking to myself. I'm just standing here acting crazy. But
oh, yes. I'm rumbly in my tumbly.
If I can find the ads. Here we go. And the ads play now.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome back to Insights Radio. I am Iggy Garcia.
I am David Two Crows.
And I'm Adriana Hart.
All right.
Well,
so we're having a good time here.
I would like to shift a little bit, if you don't mind.
You want to go what? You want to do what?
I said I want to shift.
Okay. So, you know, radio.
Yeah, exactly. Let me make sure of that.
Go ahead.
But,
go ahead and shift.
No, I just want. I'm gonna take a shift here. So here we go. No, I'm gonna read the status that I wrote today on Facebook and just
throw that
out there as a little bit of a topic for conversation. The status is: if you are assuring yourself that you are normal because you are heterosexual, I would like to advise you that there are at least four or more different ways of expressing sexuality, and that they have been around as long as we have. So get used to those who may not interact with their partners the way you prefer. They're just as normal as you are.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
So, yeah, so I threw that out there, you know, and I got some great responses back. You know, but it kind of brings up the topic of where does our sexual preference come from? Is it something we're born with? Is it something that we choose consciously? Or is it something that maybe there are aspects kind of hidden away in the back of our subconscious or even the lower depths of our personality that we just haven't had the experience yet to bring that to the fore, you know? What I'm saying is that there's a lot of different, pardon the expression, shades of gray in our in our sexuality that aren't just cut and dry. And even if we did, you know, even if we did try to label and categorize everything, what makes one more special or more right than the other one, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing is you shouldn't label or, you know, try to. People shouldn't, but they do, you know, label things. Like if a person was into bondage, there's a reason that they're drawn to that, whether it's, well, we just won't go into why, but, you know, there's a reason.
Yeah. Right.
There's a reason why people want to either be dominant or submissive in relationships. Some people want to be both. You know, I think that comes from, let's see, if I had to guess, I would think that you're kind of born with these characteristics or these instincts of what's attractive or appealing to you, whether or not it's from, you know, other past lives and generation after generation, or my ancestors' DNA, as to far, you know, as far as what turns my crank, I really don't know. But regardless, as long as it is what you enjoy, and if you're lucky enough to, you know, have a partner that enjoys the same thing, and that's what you're both attracted to, then I don't think anyone has the right to say if it's right or wrong.
Right.
As far as if, your preferences that way.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, yeah. Now I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should just keep my mouth shut. But
No.
Okay. No, it's interesting because, you know, as you get older, you know, you think you know who you are when you're young. You know, hey, I really like girls and I like to have this, you know, or whatever, you know. But as you get older, you know, your mind, you kind of think, well, I haven't done that before, but maybe I could, you know, or if the time mm-hmm. and the circumstances were right, you know, maybe I could stretch myself and find myself in different situations and positions. And I know. But, it's part of our growth too, you know, that we let ourselves into those places that we might have been afraid of at first. There's a lot of things that hold us back when we're younger. There's maybe because of the influence of our parents or peer groups or our religion that we were following at the time that kind of keep us segmented into, you know, roles that we have set forth for ourselves. But as you get older and you learn that, you know, there's a lot of fuzziness in between those lines sometimes, you know, that you can choose to go down this path, you know, and if you go with your eyes open about it, you know, mm-hmm. So, you know, you learn to grow a little bit. And I think that that could be part of your, you know, journey to explore that, you know. And we've talked about this before, you know, in some ways, too, about how when you make a choice to do something, you know, you can't undo it, but you can learn and grow from it as well. So by right. doing something, maybe you learn, oh, I don't like that, but now that I know that, I don't need to do that anymore, even think about that anymore. But mm-hmm. I had that experience, so now, you know, I know I don't like that. Or you have an experience and you go, hey, that was kind of fun. Maybe I can do that again, mm-hmm. or maybe I can choose the different circumstances under which I do that. But we're very complex beings, so anything to do with our sexuality is just as complex, and it's shaped by those, like I was saying, those experiences we have early on. I was surprised when I started to talk to people, you know, as I started to get older, and people would always come to me and tell me their story, you know, just because I have one of those kind of personalities, how much people have been influenced, and some even cases even abused, by people close to them, family members or mm-hmm. you know, a babysitter or, you know, somebody like that mm-hmm. who had an impact on their life, you know. And it's not an uncommon story is what I'm saying. I mean, there's a lot of people walking around who may not be comfortable right. with that, who have let that kind of shape what they feel ashamed of or what they feel attracted mm-hmm. to. So, you know, it would be interesting to start to work with that, to start to help people to grow past that in some way, to help them touch that part of themselves that they don't want to go, you know, and grow from it. You know, I don't mm-hmm. know. I'm just talking out loud here, but I think that there's a lot of value in approaching our sex life with some sort of conscious awareness and use as a tool for our own personal growth, our own spiritual growth, you know, because it's, I don't know why it is this way in America, but it seems like there's a lot of shame and guilt and taboo mm-hmm. and, you know, hidden things that we have to do in private and, you know, we have to project this face of one way, but we're really doing the other. That creates perversion. That version doesn't exist outside of that, because, you know, when things are open and you can talk about them and relate to them, then the whole taboo thing goes away, you know. And that's why in Europe, you know, being near, naked breasts aren't a big deal, because you see them on TV all the time. You know, it's not like they try to hide them. It's there. But we go there and we watch those shows and we go, ooh, it's a naked breast, ooh.
Yeah, that happens in this. I don't know. That happens about anywhere, though. That's not the breast. It's not like men get triggered with breasts just show. I mean, there's something. It's something very maternal about it. Like when a man sees a woman's breast, it takes him back to the moment where he thinks, well, you know, I breastfed. And if you were lucky enough to breastfeed for a season, but I think something very genuine about that. Something very. It's ingrained in our system as men. When we see that, it affects for some reason. I can never remember when I was little. You know, just that's just how it was. You know, you saw breast, you thought of it as food. But as we get older, you know, we look at it and we're like, well, are we allowed to look? Should we look? You know, because it may send the wrong message about who we are. But then, kind of like what you're talking about, you know, it's about, we're talking about our sexuality, you know, we thrive through it, or we get kind of embarrassed by it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Adriana, maybe you can answer this question. Do women get triggered in the same way?
When they see breasts?
Yes.
Personally, I don't think so. I don't really think so from... Well, I'd say the reason why we have this outlook of, you know, the shame and you should hide and cover up and all this other crap is because of the big Puritan influence, of course, that we have, which didn't really originate here. You know, there is a Puritan influence that has set the tone for what's proper in public and what isn't. And I'm not saying that everything is proper in public. You know, there's too many people in the world for anything that can happen in public to happen. You know, and then, you know, man, of course, passed a lot of laws about things that can or can't happen in public. But so Puritan women... probably would be take offense to seeing with something like that, someone with that type of a background.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I think the younger generation that's coming up now, I really don't think that they, you know, see any... I don't think that there's a lot of that in the younger generation, and I'm talking people in their 20s to 30s. That's a younger generation to me, so I don't think that they take too much offense anymore. You know, it's a breast, people, you know? I mean, if it wasn't for breasts, none of us would be here. Think about that. We'd all start with that. I mean, really, you know, that's what they were for. You know, you can walk around on the streets of Columbus. If you're a woman and want to show your breasts, you can walk out there every day of the week without no top on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was to see that, I'd be like, yeah, can I take your picture?
Me too, I'm all for it too. I don't know if they mean take a picture, but can I take
picture?
No. They're just breasts.
Well,
it's a breast. It's, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm. No,
you know,
I totally get
back
it.
When I was growing up in the 60s, you know, some women were burning their bras as kind of an expression of they're getting themselves out of bondage. They're, you know, because the bra was seen as a way to confine a woman. And, you know, I understand that it can be pretty uncomfortable, and at the end of the day, you want to take it off. So that's, you know,
yeah.
I don't know if somehow freeing your breasts, so to speak, is also freeing your spirit, letting your femininity out and going, you know what, I have these, and I'm not ashamed to cover them up, and I'm not going to keep them all bound up for you so that they look cute. They are what they are, you know, and and let me be just as free as you are, you know, and just as comfortable with who I am. I kind of feel the same way about makeup. I know some women really like makeup, and that's that they like to go out and be and, you know, think they look nice and everything, but it shouldn't be so, you know, societal pressure shouldn't be on so many people to not have women to not have gray hair or wrinkles or show the signs of aging like men do, you know? I think that's unfair.
You know what you get when you see a guy at the time. You know, makeup does enhance, you know, beauty. It's already there. But some people just look different when they don't have makeup on. They look completely, you know, out of character sometimes. Society has created that we have to be beautiful, you know, to look good all the time type scenario. And that's not why we run into the situations we do. Run into teenagers who think that they look a certain way. I have nothing against makeup.
You have to keep in mind, though, from a woman's point of view, some women love putting makeup on to enhance their features because it makes themselves feel beautiful.
Absolutely.
There is an aspect to there is an aspect to that for women. You know, I most of the time I have makeup on. Sometimes I wear a lot. Sometimes I wear very little. You know, it just depends on my mood. But when I really want to pamper myself, that's a pampering for me. You know, I'll do the full nine yards with a salt bath, and you know, soak for about an hour, and then. You know, polish the toes and the nails, and I just some days just really want to pamper me and do my hair, my makeup, whatever.
Right.
But you know, I know plenty of women who have just such a natural beauty that they don't need anything at all to enhance their features. Their features are just enhanced as they are. You know, it's kind of different for women, I think. So.
Okay. All right. Let's shift gears a little bit. Let's go to a break. With some callers on the line. I promised people that we'd get to, so.
All right.
WithInsightsRadio.com with your hosts, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, and Adriana Arts. Now back to the show.
All right, folks, we're going to take calls. So when you hear the mute off, that means you're on the air with us. And then you can questions, or actually you can talk about what we're talking about as well, so you don't have to also read. So here we go. So number one, 822, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
We hear you.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
What's going on?
We're good.
Good. Who's... Well, I was calling for a reading.
All right.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of things going on in my life right now, and yet I feel very stuck. And I guess I was just kind of curious if you saw anything else.
All right, guys. Anytime you want to fire away.
Okay. Shuffling. Let's see. Ancestor of boundaries. Okay. Well, I've got this new deck of cards that was gifted to me by my good friend Iggy on my birthday. So I drew for you the Ancestor of Boundaries cards. These are shaman oracle cards. So I will read what it says about the Ancestor of Boundaries card because I haven't worked with these cards too much. I'll just read right out of the book. But hopefully this will speak to you and your situation. The Great Bull is one of the most powerful depictions of raw energy to be found anywhere in cave art. To stand in its presence is virtually to hear its great bellowing voice, and to feel its warm breath on your face. The ancestor of boundaries represents the need to acknowledge and understand limitation. Boundaries can protect as much as they can constrain. And this spirit guide helps us to recognize the essential truth of any boundary we encounter, and to understand whether our need is to remain within its protective cordon or to find the strength to break free. So under the interpretations part of this card, it says, human strength and courage, resolve, recognizing your own boundaries and that of others, protecting your own space, and acknowledging your areas of strength. So when you're talking about being stuck, you know, that's a boundary, I suppose, in your life, you know, where maybe you're not crossing over something because you have in your mind that, like we were talking about earlier, about fear and change. Fear of change sometimes keeps us from stepping over lines. But I think what this card is telling us is to also remember that some of those boundaries, those limitations, and some of those things that keep us feeling stuck are there to kind of protect us sometimes too. So it's helpful to have some insight when we go into these situations to know, you know, am I stepping out in faith, or am I stepping out just because I'm tired of this particular thing in my life and I feel like I need to move on? So I don't know. That's where that is, and I hope you can kind of put that in the back of your mind and maybe let that sink in a little bit. But that's what the card has to say for you tonight.
Thank you, David. That was very helpful.
You're welcome.
I laid some cards, and the first time the first cards I put down, something said no, pick these back up and do it again. So I did.
Okay.
But what's interesting is the same cards came back out again. So I have to go with this, and I'm not sure what this really involves. Like, I'm only going to tell you what they said. There are two younger men that are around you. I don't know if they are people that you work with, or if they're partners or a couple, but they are younger than you. One is dark-haired, and one is really medium to light hair. And around this situation with these two younger men, and they're not a whole lot younger than you, but they are younger than you. So don't get it in your mind that they're in their 20s, because they're not. But there's a situation with these two men that has caused some disappointment and in like the relationship. You have a lot, there's a lot of love around these men, a caring kind of love, not in love. There's a caring kind of love around these, I want to say they're a couple, but this relationship itself has caused some disappointment. I'm not sure what about that has affected you, whether or not you're a go-to person that they talk to about problems, maybe, that something has about that situation seems to have an effect on you. Around you, though, there is a high money card also, and I think this is what something that you're looking for to happen, or that you're wanting to achieve, and it's like it's right here in the middle. It's there. It's just not happened or fell all the way through yet. The outcome, you can expect some sudden changes there are definitely going to be some sudden changes coming up. And if you feel stuck, you're not going to be, because these things are going to be sudden and they're going to come your way. And these changes will involve an older woman who is probably extremely blonde or white-haired. I don't know how this falls into your life, but that's what's out here. So, I don't know if that makes any sense, but if you guys are not a couple, then there are two people that you are around that you either work closely with, they're related, or they're brothers. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. your affections have changed from one person in that situation. Your affections have changed because of this situation or something that's went on.
Okay.
And that's all it has. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. That gives me a lot to think about.
Okay.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right.
Very good. Let's move on to our next caller. 630, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
What's your name, caller?
I was Jenna.
Jenna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi. I was also calling for a reading, just whatever comes through.
Okay. Of conflict, to a promise, shaman of loss. Wow. Okay. So, All right. Okay. Shaman of purification. All right, Jenna, I'll start out. I have drawn for you the Shaman of Purification card. It says, I am the Shaman of Purification. I bring cleansing and balm to the troubled spirit and the troubled heart. I journey through the mazes of life to discover those elements which, for whatever reason, may put blemishes upon your peace of mind. These I will help you eliminate so that path before you may be traveled peacefully and productively. Whenever you are hampered by regrets or grief, I can help you come to terms with these and to be free of them. And later it says, many of us today find it difficult to understand the importance of purification, yet for our ancestors it was an essential part of life. Purification means getting rid of stale ways of thinking that can hold us back. Entering any new phase of development in our inner or outer lives requires us to reassess what has gone before, and, where necessary, purge ourselves of attitudes that are no longer appropriate. The Shaman of Purification is with us whenever we embark upon something new, helping us to prepare for what lies ahead by cleansing the soul and imbuing us with fresh purpose. So the card is saying to me that there are issues that you are maybe struggling with, maybe not even consciously, but maybe in dreams or in the back of your mind, or you're seeing reminders of them in this world that keep coming back to you, and maybe you feel like, you know, you need to get rid of these. You need to somehow move past what's been coming up all the time. So I'm just going to let you know that Spirit sees that, and Spirit has given you this Shaman of Purification spirit or message to let you know that whenever you're ready to release, whenever you're ready to move past these things that you feel might be holding you back, or these patterns in your life that you're repeating, that the energy is there to do that. You know, you can do that with a simple ceremony. You can do that with meditation, or you can do that even, as our friend Adriana likes to do, with a purification bath, with salt baths and crystals and candles and things that you can use to make a conscious effort to move past these things that might be holding you back, these relationships, these patterns, and these behaviors that keep coming back in your life. So that's what I'm getting from the card, and that's, I believe, the card's message for you tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
She's still on the line?
No, she's off.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. I didn't mean to be a one-man show.
That's okay. She got what she got. She needed, I guess.
Must have been all she needed. Yep, that's right.
Well, I had a all spread right. of money.
Yeah, so, well, so if you're still listening, Jenna, there's money involved, too.
Yeah, $50
there,
on your pillow.
There is. No. So there is some money. There's some money that's owed, a small amount, if you are listening. And it's actually going to be kind of a surprise when you get this money. But there's actually even more money coming that it indicates there might be a little bit of trouble around it or associated with it. And it's this problem is going to be around the younger, blonde-haired and very light-eyed, light-eyed man, but he's definitely younger. I want to say in his 20s, late 20s probably. But around this whole situation, there's some struggle here. And some things that you're probably going to be going through, but just keep your faith. There's also a very dark-haired and dark-eyed woman that will be coming to your home throughout all this also. She'll be in your home with you. So that's what I had.
Very good. Thank you. Hey, I want to give a huge, 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 because I know that Adrian, I'm not a sports fan, but I am, to the Cleveland Cavaliers for winning the NBA championship last night. I was actually crying because they won. I was just like 52 years in the wait in the making, and I'm glad I took a nap when I did to get back up to watch the end of that game. And I was so emotional. I was just like, it's like a weight lifted off my back. I didn't even play the game, but it felt like that, you know. It felt like, you know, because it's like this underdog team that just always plays hard and never kind of wins. And today was their day, and they made history. They was the first team in 32 tries that actually came back from a 3-1 deficit to win the series. And first time Cleveland won the championship. So congratulations to Ohio, congratulations to Cleveland, congratulations to LeBron James and all his friends who did that. And, yeah, that's being a coach. You feel that. You feel that energy. You feel that passion. You feel that love. I know what
wow.
they were going through.
Well,
I remember winning.
Yeah.
I remember winning
yeah.
championships. I know what it feels like.
You know, I grew up in Alaska, so I didn't have a lot of connection with sports teams other than the Seattle Seahawks, maybe because they were geographically closer, you know. So, when I came here to Ohio, I just understood that sports is so deeply ingrained in this region, you know, that there's the Buckeyes and there's the, you know, the Bengals and the Browns and there's the Cavaliers and there's a number of sports are very big. They're very big right from the very start, you know. I think up there in Alaska, we didn't play a lot of sports because, you know, if any time in September, the ground could be frozen. So you're not going to play like, you know, football on frozen ground, but it is still up there, you know, but I think I understand a little bit of what you're saying, maybe not to the degree, but because I followed the Seahawks for a long time, you know, and they were always just maybe 50-50. They just always were kind of average.
Yeah.
They never really broke through. Then maybe they get into the playoffs or the wild card and they would just die off. But they actually went to the Super Bowl, and they lost the first time, but they went to the Super Bowl again, and they won. And, I mean, that was like vindication for me. It was like, okay, good. Now the world can come to an end because the Seahawks have finally won the Super Bowl, and it's all good, you know. So
yeah.
but that, you know, and I'm not really a sports guy. I wasn't really involved in it in high school. You know, I was too off in my own little world, you know, to get into sports. But I understand the value of them, you know, and how they can teach you teamwork and cooperation and to put your own ego aside to for the good of the team. So I understand that now, but I want to congratulate them as well. You know, I wasn't that excited when LeBron James came back, but he did what he said he was going to do. So good on him, you know, and congratulations, and I'm happy.
Yeah. How? Who can say, I'm going to come win a championship and do it in 2 years? He did.
Yeah.
He's going to help be part of that.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Absolutely.
His confidence in the sport he does. Kind of like what we do in our radio shows and our holistic practice. We instill confidence in people. Well, that's what he does
for
the sport.
Yeah, you know. It's
best
good when you set a goal and you achieve it. You know, you learn. I've learned through life, and I'm sure that you guys have too, and people listening have learned that I can do whatever I set my mind to. It's just getting me to set my mind to it, you know, that is the key.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so we're winding down. So any last words? Anything you want to share? How about you, Adriana?
I'll let you go first, Adriana. You go right ahead.
There's a lot of energies out there right now, and they are ever-changing at the moment. There are a lot of high emotions out there going around, and some of these emotions are not always the best of the emotions that humans can have. So try to take a deep breath and regroup yourself and, you know, deal with things in a calm manner as best as you can, because getting angry or upset or destructive is not the answer to what's happening. It's not going to be a good answer to anything. Just take a deep breath, regroup, and try to remain calm.
That's very good advice, and I think you took some of the words right out of my mouth too. You know that that I was going to talk about the energies that are going around, and you know how everyone seems to be, you know, almost sometimes on a hair trigger, but there's another side to that too. I've found that just by being present in the moment, by being calm, by being you know, smiling at people, you know, catching their eye, it kind of brings them back. It helps them to connect to the fact that there are people in this world who just are nice. You know, not everyone's out to get something from you or tell you their opinion or berate you for yours or, you know, start an argument or, you know, whatever the feelings you might be feeling. There's genuinely good people in this world and people who we can connect no matter what color we are, what faith we are, no matter what social caste we are, no matter what political party we are. We can connect on that human level of love, of peace, of giving just a smile or saying, hey, I see you, you know, you're valuable. You know, you bring something to this world. You know, those are some gifts that people need along this way when we're so tired, we're so tapped out by everything that's going on. You just need a recharge of connection with love, with joy, with the human touch. So anyway, that's my advice, you know, is to do that.
Absolutely. You guys are always amazing, and it's always a blast to be with you and share my feelings, my emotions, and you share your feelings, your emotions with me. And then we share with the world what's going on in our lives and our feelings. And I'm glad that you guys have my back, and I appreciate that. And I want to go out with one of my favorite spoken word from David's book. So we're going to tune out with this. So here we go. Thanks, guys. Love you very much.
Love you.
What happened here? These once busy streets, bustling with traffic, filled with drivers on their way to and from their jobs, waiting impatiently at the traffic lights, and then speeding on when those lights finally changed. Now lie buried beneath layers of earth and moss, the cars that were so shiny and new and important to their drivers, long rusted away. What happened here? What happened here? in the city square where bands once played and boisterous crowds gathered under the evening sky to listen and to be a part of this pulsing human congregation. All the shouting of vendors and the voices of pedestrians no longer heard. Now a great lake covers this place, and only the splashing of fish and the songs of birds echo through the wild woods surrounding it. What happened here? Malls that used to display their wares to tempt the eye and seduce the wallet of the passerby, where the latest tech toys and fashions were presented behind glass, so close you could almost touch, and yet unattainable for many. Promises of a better life, if only. Now the glass has long been shattered, the mannequins fallen into broken, naked heaps, their clothes long rotted away, and only mice and birds as customers to wander the ruined interior. What happened here? In the suburbs where the tired commuter longed to come home to rest, an oasis of streets with names like Sunny Lane and Rosewood Avenue, a bright harbor of welcoming porch lights and rows of trees under which couples strolled in the cool evening air, and houses in which parents raised their children and said goodbye as they ventured into the world. The backyards were barbecues and pools and swing sets, were the little empires for the middle-class kings and queens. All the laughter and tears and shouting and gentle whispering that made this neighborhood so alive, replaced now with the calls of night owls and the howling of packs of wild dogs who roam these forgotten areas, hunting deer in the yards whose fences long ago returned to the earth. What happened here? You could ask someone if you could find them. Somewhere beyond the outskirts of what was once this city, past the fallen down houses and the skeletons of convenience stores, malls, and restaurants, you may find the answer. There, the light of a fire makes a small circle of flickering illumination, and a small group has gathered to hear another story. Dressed not in jeans and polo shirts, but in animal hides and fur. The children not distracted by iPhones or video games. All eyes tonight are on the storyteller, who weaves with tongue and gesture another tale of the ancestors, the ones who came before and who forgot themselves, who turned away from their mother and believed they were superior to all they saw. A cautionary tale of those who walked the land and thought it was their property, not remembering from whom they came or to whom they would remain. People who put their faith in themselves and their wisdom only to behave like fools. Perhaps now, at last, the lesson will be learned.
That's one of my favorites. You and I worked on that together. So hope you guys enjoyed it. And
thank you, my
make
brother.
More. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. So I wish everyone a good night, and just keep on being free.
That's right. Peace and love and beautiful sunset. Out.